This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Speaking of messages, welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Do get in touch regarding our story, how going cashless, according to some, is discriminatory. And we asked you whether or not you think Malaysia is ready to go cashless. That was our lead story for today. We've had a message via Twitter.
Yes, this is from E Balai Pengguna Nasional. And they say, all Malaysians with bank cards or my debit cards can pay cashless, but the cost to merchants is hindering us from going cashless. Still, some merchants set minimum purchase to accept debit card payments. Some merchants do not accept debit card after 12 midnight. So
I did not know that.
Issue. Yeah.
I did not know you could.
The debit card after 12, after 11:45 actually, because they go on like some weird maintenance thing up to like 1:30.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't draw money, local banks, you can't draw money after 11:45, you can't use debit cards, you can't make online payments. Sometimes I try to buy stuff online using my local bank accounts, doesn't work. Up to like 1:30, then they, you know, it opens up again. Which is weird.
Have they always done this maintenance thing around that time?
Yeah. It used to be much longer. Like I used to have to wait up to like 2 or something, then everything starts working again. Now it's much shorter. I think it opens up at about 1-ish, 12:45, 1-ish.
Oh, come on, banks, get it together.
Why are you making payments?
That's when you do your online shopping. You're watching Netflix.
He's doing his US timing.
Right.
That's
sure.
also true. But then again, if you're online, then you don't have to go on. The whole point of being online is not to go on maintenance. Mm. You know what I mean? It's supposed to happen at the back end. You're
right.
Not supposed to shut down. You're not a shop.
That's true.
You don't have to close your doors.
7-Eleven.
No. 7-Eleven is 24/7.
Right.
And they're a physical shop.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. Anything else? Have we got any more messages?
No, but the E Balai Pengguna has also roped in Bank Negara, the finance ministry, and YB Lim Guan Eng into this conversation. So let's see if we get a reply from them.
No pressure then. Okay, don't forget 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Of course, get us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio if you'd like to. Moving on to story number 3. Big news from Netflix. They're share price has plunged 14% after they've missed expectations on revenue and subscriber additions. I think I read that they had 5.2 million new subscribers between April and June. That's a million less than they were forecasting.
Yeah.
Why, so, Arvin? You're the genius here.
About Netflix? Yeah,
about Netflix, no, yeah.
I think it's just because I watch too much Netflix.
That could be it.
Yeah, so this is a weird and slightly interesting and also very shocking story, because we always talk about how well Netflix is doing, that they keep adding more and more and more subscribers. So they've taken their stocks dipped by 14%, which is a huge number, because they added fewer subscribers in the second quarter than Wall Street was expecting. And then they also warned that there will be another subscriber shortfall in the third quarter this year. Mm. So I think people...
They're already hedging their bets, right?
Yeah, they're hedging their bets. And then a lot of people saw that and then sort of, you know, decided that Netflix wasn't a good bet for them, which is weird because it's a growing company. They also investing a lot into their original content. But yeah, so their shares were down $56.44, which is 14.1, to $344.04. That's the number that they're going with now. So David Wells, who is the company's chief financial officer, he says that we're still on track for strong growth this year. Maybe it's going to come in a little bit differently from what we expected and what others expected. But yeah, so it was mainly the subscriber growth that sort of shook investors and all, and they were thinking that Netflix is going down for some reason or what. I don't think that's the case. I think if there was another streaming service that was a direct competitor, like if Disney was already streaming, then it would be dangerous. But Netflix is still the king of streaming services, and you know, they still have that hold on that market share. They're smaller guys like Amazon and Hulu, but they're not as big as Netflix yet.
There was another point sometime last year or the year before last where subscriber growth dipped as well, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago. Mm. So they had no explanation. Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, he said there's no explanation for that. He just calls it a lumpy business. So he says it goes up and down. He has no idea why it dipped, but then it just picked up.
He used the term lumpy business.
Lumpy business.
Maybe it's the World Cup.
Maybe
it's the World Cup disrupting everything.
It does.
Yeah. So they've given a few very interesting numbers, actually. So the revenue for Netflix, $3.91 billion. Analysts were expecting $3.94 billion. 4. Earnings per share, 85 cents. Analysts were looking at 79 cents a share. So that's good. That's an up. Subscriber additions, 5.1 million, like you said. So 670,000 in the US and 4.47 million internationally. Analysts were expecting 6.3 million in the US. They were expecting 6.3 million total, 1.2 million in the US and 5.1 million internationally. And they are projecting for the third quarter, they say that their revenue will be 3.99 billion when analysts had projected 4.13. 68 cents earnings per share. Analysts wanted to go for 72. Subscriber additions, they say they'll have 5 million subscribers, 650,000 in the US and 4.3 million internationally. Analysts were projecting the company would add 5.93 million in the period, which was 875,000 domestically, in the US, and 5.05 million internationally.
What did you say the current share price was at, roughly?
It is now at 344.04.
Their target was 500, right? That's what they were looking
for. Yeah, that's what they were looking for. Yeah,
yeah, but a dip of like $50 overnight is alarming.
Huge. It's huge.
Okay then, Arvind, throw your cats out of the bag. What's your theory on this?
They have original shows, like a lot of new seasons and stuff coming out, but they don't have their big pull shows this year. So if you look at last year, Stranger Things season 2 was coming.
Yep.
It became like a phenomenon the year before, and then season 2 was coming out in October last year. So a lot of people subscribe to sort of catch up on season 1, and then they would go directly into season 2. So this year, there's no Stranger Things. There's no big movie that they're coming out with. Last year, Netflix did a play for a lot of award-winning content. There was stuff like Okja.
Yeah.
And a couple of others like Beasts of No Nation came out the year before. This year, there's a lot of mainstream stuff that hasn't really hit big with them. They've been buying stuff off other studios, stuff that other studios do not want to show internationally, like Annihilation, the Cloverfield Paradox, stuff that they don't.
What about Bright? Wasn't that this year?
Yeah, but Bright was...
Will Smith does not have the pulling power that he used to have. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. We're going to get messages for that. Because
yeah, for
you
sure.
said, you
sorry,
said, you
I
said
did,
Will
twice
Smith.
Twice I've
you
done
said
it.
Will Smith. Yeah, no, but he doesn't. Even the bigger stars like Brad Pitt and stuff, they don't have the kind of pull that they used to have in the US before, like 10 or maybe 15 years ago.
So, interesting thing. So, we're talking about Netflix now, but it was only a couple of weeks ago we were talking about somebody, another one of the big companies, who was it that was saying that they needed to work harder, they needed to knuckle down, and this year was going to be very difficult. Was it
HBO?
It was HBO. HBO, yeah,
HBO,
right.
Yeah.
AT&T so, just bought over.
Right,
and,
but they're also losing subscribers as well then. So according to your theory is Netflix haven't released big name shows this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think then that because HBO hadn't had a season of Game of Thrones this year, that
yes.
could explain
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
the definitely.
Same thing?
Is a big thing. Look at it this way. Like if you say, like let's say there were no Marvel movies this year, so nothing came out, there was no Infinity War and stuff, but then you took Disney's projections for 2018 and then you said it was a dip from last year, and if there was an Avengers movie last year, then it's not fair because they don't have that hook.
Right.
So the same way that Netflix doesn't have its big hooks this year. So I think they should look at quarter one 2019. I think that's when Stranger Things is coming out, and they will have a couple of other programs coming. That's when it'll spike again. The same way HBO is going to spike in April next year when Game of Thrones comes back for its final season, they will see like a huge spike in subscriber numbers.
There's a quote. I remember that, ladies and gentlemen. If you know from Arvind Yuvaraj,
I can almost guarantee.
Ladies
that
and
it will
gentlemen,
spike.
Netflix's biggest spokesperson in Malaysia, Mr. Arvind Yuvaraj.
Okay, it's time for us to take a very short break. But before we go, don't forget we are asking you guys whether or not you think Malaysia is ready to go entirely cashless. We started off with a story about how in the US right now there are some restaurants that are refusing to take cash, and some people are saying it's discriminatory. We have some messages already. Do you want to just quickly run through these?
Yeah, we have a message from Kelun Tan. He says that Mindhunter is nice about the Netflix story.
Oh yes,
which is true. That's what I'm saying. Netflix
great,
has a lot of
great
content.
Story.
Yeah, they just don't have those huge blockbusters this year that pulled a lot of new subscribers last year.
Mm. Back to cashless society.
Yeah,
thanks for that. 018-789-8899. If you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, on Twitter or at Instagram as well. At BFM Radio. Is Malaysia ready to go entirely cashless? If not, what do you think some of the hurdles are? Get in touch, let us know. We'll take a short break right now. We've got some Stripes coming up with She's So Fine. When we come back, final story of the day, an adorable robot that wants to make air travel less stressful, right?
It's really cute.
It's very cute. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.